Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 ba-da, ba-dum. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. How about some Winterland tickets? Alice and Winterland tickets are going fast, and your chance to win a pair is right now. Take the word celebrate. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. To RadioAlice.com, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets for the show. Take the word celebrate to RadioAlice.com. You'll also be in the running for tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train with an overnight stay at the River Terrace Inn. Oh,
nice.
That's a prize package right there. Alice in Winterland, starring Alex Warren and Rob Thomas, December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is celebrate.
Real quick, if I could.
Yep.
Pardon me. This just in, the FAA has lifted air traffic capacity limits at major U.S. airports, easing travel disruptions caused by the recent government shutdown. Things should resume.
Get back to normal.
To normal.
I have an update as well. I gave you the wrong word. The correct word today is ticket.
Oh.
Ticket is the correct word
for
today.
Let me try this again. Hold on.
Ticket. Sorry.
Right now, take the word ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. Ticket is this hour's code word. Take that to RadioAlice.com. If you've already run to your computer and you're just getting back, ticket is this hour's code word. Ticket.
RadioAlice.com.
There has been a mistake. And if you take the right word, ticket, to RadioAlice.com, you'll be in the running for the Napa Valley Wine Train with an overnight stay at the River Terrace. And oh, they got extra mention. It's
and fantastic. That Napa Valley Wine Train is an amazing
prize.
It's
so fun, yeah.
It's pricey and really cool.
Yep. You want that. All right. Ticket. This is our code word. We're going to start with Miley Cyrus. She has a song on the Avatar Fire and Ash soundtrack. It's a brand new song called Dream as One. And this is what it sounds like.
Even through the flames, even through the ashes in the sky, baby, when we dream as one.
Oh.
Every time I breathe.
She says that it was inspired by her Malibu home being destroyed in the 2018 Woolsey fire. Having been personally affected by fire and being rebuilt from the ashes, this project holds profound meaning for me. And she thanks James Cameron for the opportunity to turn that experience into musical medicine. So there you go. Miley Cyrus, a brand new song. It's going to be on the Avatar 3 soundtrack, which is how long is the Avatar 3 movie?
4 hours.
4 hours.
3 hours and 20 minutes.
3 hours and 19 minutes.
It's 3 hours and 15 minutes. That's a point for Bob.
Oh, jeez.
And today, so far, Bob's gotten 2 points. Maddie's gotten 1 point.
I wouldn't give Avatar one more minute of my time.
Oh, I'll definitely see it. You know, the one from, let's see. The first one was from 2009 was 162 minutes long, and that's 2 hours and 42 minutes. The Way of Water was half an hour longer, and this one's a little bit longer.
It's called editing, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't like to do that. He feels like everything he shoots needs to be in there.
Okay. If you love it, I should take that back. I'm not into it. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to watch it. But if you're into it, I guess more is better.
I guess so. And I feel like I most likely will watch that at home at some point when it's streamable. At which point I can go, oh, I have to pee. Sorry, people sitting beside me on the couch. I'm going to pause this for 1 second.
You mean John?
Whoever. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be. It won't be streaming by Christmas. And all four of us will be together. But it, you know, it's funny because when my kids in 2009, I had a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it was We were in Tahoe and we went to Reno twice and saw the movie. We were so excited about it and we've been waiting for it, the first one. And then we all went and saw the second one together. So, and it hasn't been that long since that one, I don't think.
For the record, you're not giving yourself enough credit. She has a steel tank, ladies and gentlemen. Steel. She drinks giant mugs of coffee all morning and goes hours without getting up.
I've peed three times in this building today.
No.
Yes. No. At 5:30, at 7:30, and then whenever the last, at 8:30,
I just don't believe it.
Well,
I've been around you and you often, well, maybe it's because we're playing a little more variety these days.
I have a little bit more time. Right.
Normally you hold on to that, I guess. Maybe
well,
I haven't.
Well, it's true. I do actually forget that I have to go sometimes. And then we get on the air and I'm like, oh, shoot. Boy, I've missed my window.
All right. I see the difference now. Yeah. I got you.
Even if football isn't part of your Thanksgiving Day tradition, which it's usually on. I don't really feel like I've ever gone to Thanksgiving without having the game or one of the games on. It just seems like that usually happens. You know, you always got to see the guys eating the big turkey leg on the side of the field. Heart, 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 heart. There are three halftime shows. So the Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, that game starts at 10 o'clock our time on Fox. And it looks like Jack White is going to be doing the halftime show. The Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs matchup in Arlington, Texas. It starts at 1:30 our time. And Post Malone will do the halftime show for that.
Cool.
And the Ravens-Bengals game in Baltimore, it's at 5:20 our time. So it's just football all day long. And that is Lil Jon. There is also...
Lil Jon?
Lil Jon, yeah.
Yeah.
Gia.
Those games don't sound... What was the first game you said?
First game is Lions-Packers.
Well, that one's okay. The
and
others
Cowboys-Chiefs and Ravens-Bengals.
Okay.
There's also a Black Friday game. Oh. And that's Bears-Eagles.
Oh, that's pretty
good. It's at noon Pacific time. It's on Prime Video, but you don't have to have a subscription.
Oh, that's
for it.
Their Thursday game that they're flipping into Friday.
But you don't have to have a subscription. It's available globally.
Great.
So all you have to do is, I don't know, have the internet, I guess. Cast it up. And they don't say anything about the halftime show on that one. But it looks like Jack White, Post Malone, Lil Jon, they're going to headline the NFL Thanksgiving Day halftime shows. So if you love a football game while you eat your turkey, they've got that for you. What does Jelly Roll rock for facial hair? I'll tell you, I would not have known. I read the story this morning and went, what does he even have for facial hair?
He has a beard.
A goatee.
I know the story.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
he has a full beard, mustache, the whole thing. And I finally went and looked up images of him. I'm like, oh, yeah, look at that. You know, he doesn't cut it or trim it, apparently. Or, I mean, maybe when it gets really long. But it's low, you know? It's sort of a jawline-y thing. It's
the neck beard.
Yeah, it's right. So he just shaved his face. And he did it off camera. And the person reacting is his wife, Bunny XO. So
do you have the shot of him with the shaved face?
Mm-mm. Nobody's seen it yet.
Oh.
Unless he released it in the last 12 hours.
Talk about creating some drama.
I know, right? He just shaved his face, he says, for the first time in 10 years. Fans are losing their mind, but mostly because he only told us that he shaved it and hasn't given us any proof. So his wife, she posted on Instagram. She says, I've never seen him without facial hair. But he's lost a lot of weight. And she said,
this is a neck thing.
It's finally time to let that jawline shine.
Neck. It's a whole thing.
So then he steps off. So he's standing there and he's got the full beard. And they're yapping about, he's clipped it down. So it's pretty tight. Yeah, I look at him even now. I'm like, I don't know that I would have been able to tell you what was rocking for hair.
He looks good, though.
I'll tell you something. Even in the play, he's taking clippers to it. So it's tight to his face. And there's one shot where he's kind of unrecognizable if it wasn't for the cross and the, you know, all the crap he's got drawn on his face. But he looks, I don't know how much he's down now, but he started at 500 pounds.
He's going to have major surgery in his future, but it's miraculous. Good for him. He's going to, you know, I mean, didn't he say he couldn't walk places without, you know, having breathing issues and pain? So good.
So he steps off camera and he starts trimming. And we stay on Bunny XO's face while he cycles through a bunch of different looks. He tried out a goatee, a cop stash. He's just, you know, she's describing it without showing him, which I'm sure they were rolling the camera at the time, right? Wouldn't they at some point be wanting to reveal this whole shaving thing? And then the full clean shave. So we were only teased with these looks because he never showed his face when he was done shaving. Bunny gasped, covered her mouth, and said, "Well, that's not terrible," which is not exactly a glowing review.
No, that's not a great compliment.
But I'm looking at him with his beard clipped way down, and he looks fantastic. Should have just stopped there. In the comments, she explained Jelly's going to show his face when he's ready to. So until then, I guess we wait. But that's...
I like them. I can't relate to them, really, but I like them. They seem...
They actually seem happy together.
Yeah.
That's all you can hope for people, right? Happiness.
Well, and they were together before he got crazy huge success.
Yep.
And he's currently experiencing something that only very few get to.
That is true.
Especially at his age.
I know. And I love that he's on this like fitness and weight loss journey. Like he wants to be on the cover of Men's Health. Like I feel like... Good for him. Way to say, I want to live. This is, it's worth it. I want to be as healthy as I can possibly be. Take charge now. All right, then, what's coming up in the news?
I found this story. 10 women who got divorced on the one question they recommend every one of you ask on a first date.
Oh.
After these.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's the Battle of the Generations. Join us Wednesdays at 8 a.m. for our game, Bridge the Gap.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Olivia Dean Tickets.
Oh.
All this week, listen at 4:05 p.m. for Jane to share the code word. Then head to RadioAlice.com to enter that code word for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Olivia Dean on July 10th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Golden Voice.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet. Mm. Rain expected throughout the day, although we're seeing some breaks here in downtown San Francisco. They did say chains are required up in Tahoe, so we got snow. That news is good.
Yep.
Let's see here.
If it was anything like the rain we got last night, hopefully they got dumped on.
I was awake for it and just couldn't believe how hard it was raining last night.
I'm with you. It was unbelievable.
Woof.
I'm dying to get like inch counts. Like that just felt like all the rain. Well, that's all I've got for you.
This first story might even be my last story because there's a little bit here. But,
okay.
10 women who got divorced on the one question they'd recommend everyone ask on a first date.
Okay.
So as you read the story, they talk about how no one plans on getting divorced and you go through your marriage and you try to do all the things to maintain a healthy relationship. But when you finally have to divorce, it's like starting a whole new chapter in your life. Like you have to, that's all gone and now you're a new person and starting over.
Okay.
And they're talking about the things that they learned and the things that they would ask when they start dating again.
So on a first date.
On a first date.
Because they say you shouldn't go too deep on a first date.
I would absolutely say first dates are for fun.
Yeah.
There's, in my opinion,
do we get along?
Go have fun.
Right.
If you can have fun, share some laughs, enjoy whatever you do.
Try not to plan your life and your wedding and pick a date.
But I understand that they're talking about people. They're saying they are people who date with an eye towards marriage. They're,
yes,
that's their thought process, which is, I'm not out here for a good time. Mm. I can go have a good time with my friends.
Dating right. intentionally.
Yeah.
Ah.
So these are the questions that these 10 divorced women would ask when they go on first dates. So this one is, my first date question would be, are you more of a planner organizer or do you go with the flow? I've come to learn that I very much like to have concrete plans. Spontaneity can be fun, but that's no way to live a life.
Right.
And I can see how that would, you know, there's different styles, complete opposites.
Yes. And someone who we know, someone just that we have in common, who couldn't live without a full calendar. Like, I would look at his paper planner and it would actually give me like the heebie-jeebies, like thinking, oh my God, when are you going to just not be doing something? Like, he'd have 5 lunches a day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not even exaggerating. It was just so crazy. And I just feel like, and I have some people who are like, and actually Sherry, to your credit, she's backed off. We used to call her Julie McCoy. You know, she was the
always busy
the
with it.
The cruise director on the Love Boat, where it was just like, I don't want to book something with you for 3 months from now. Because you want to nail me down for that date. Like, you know, I just don't want to plan that far in advance. But some people like that. Some people need that.
I think this is a really important question, and it goes deeper than you probably even see, which to me, I'm not a planner, but I'm also not go with the flow.
Right.
I'm actually pretty rigid.
Right.
Like, I have to get to bed. You know, I got to... And also, I don't have
plans
out in front of me. So
I'm not going to go with the flow.
I mean, that question would undo me on a first date right there.
Right.
I'd be like, you know what? I will not have a satisfactory answer for this question.
I'm not either of those things. Now, if I'm a planner, do I want someone who'll go with the flow? And if I go,
probably,
if I'm gonna go with
yes.
the flow, do I want a planner?
Probably. I would think so.
So you're saying in this case, maybe this is an opposites attract.
Nothing gets done at my house unless the missus has decided here's what's happening.
Right.
Because I do not plan.
Here's your job, here's yours. We're making this happen.
I was always the planner in our relationship. So I would have it, that would be my answer to that question.
I'm the planner.
And I do like somebody who can go with the flow, because you need that person
right.
to go.
I've planned it all out.
You planned a nice vacation, but we don't need to plan out every hour of the day of the vacation.
Yeah.
I do fear the way this person worded the setup of their question is that they think they're a planner and they think that they're looking for a planner. And I would argue, maybe if you're, you know, incredibly type A, you don't want someone who's incredibly
the opposite.
Spontaneous and never shows up on time.
Right.
But you do, I think the best relationships, you help each other, you complement each other.
But I think the key is this is divorced women. So they know what they don't want.
Right.
Like, they were with somebody, they weren't a planner, it drove them crazy. Now they're looking for a planner.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if I've made plans and I've told you that I've made plans, and what I want to see is for you to open up your calendar and put my plans in. And now that's planned. I feel like a go with the flow person might be like, yeah, yeah, just let me know when that's. And then in the meantime, they make these other plans. And I'm like, no, but I told you about this and you didn't put it. I knew this was going to be a problem. I feel like there's got to be someone who's a super planner and someone who's kind of in the middle, like, is fine with go with the flow, but is also like, oh, let me put that into my schedule.
However the conversation goes, I think that's a really important question
it's
that you
question.
Wouldn't think to ask. And certainly not a first date is too soon, in my opinion, but
I think
it's a good question.
At least it isn't, are you a wedding planner? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a fairly neutral thing. Like, how would you classify yourself? Do you like to have a ton of plans, or are you kind of, you know, let's see where the night takes us?
These are questions women who've gone through divorce say they would ask on a first date. Have you ever broken someone's heart?
Oh, ooh, that's a good one.
That's a deep one for a first date too, though.
Is
it's not
it
bad though? You might
I don't
get
know,
into
but
it.
You know, like I told you, I was just talking to people and they were asking me questions before we even went on the date. And I'm like, man, we haven't even gone on a date yet. And you're already like,
wow. I'm trying to decide if I even want to waste my time.
Yeah.
And that's,
I get it.
I think that is the problem, but I also understand why people who've gone on a bunch of bad dates would say, I need to weed out the weenies right now.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I get both sides of it, but if you can't just go into it free spirited and just try to have a good time, I don't think it's worth the hassle.
This right. weenie was weeded out.
You've been weenie weeded.
So these are some of the questions. How would you keep the love growing as time passes? Most people that divorce would say they didn't have like this huge thing. They just grew apart over time. Yep. And they didn't keep it together. Mm-hmm. They didn't keep circling back to each other in order to keep that thing alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you talk about feeding and watering your plants. You've got to feed and water your marriage. It's
you
just what has to happen.
That's true.
I mean, these are good questions.
Feel
but again,
appreciated.
First date?
I think so. I think you're right in like, that they're too soon, but they're
great.
The first
one I think is okay. I feel like that's neutral enough territory, but I agree. And I don't mind the break the heart one, but how would you keep the love alive? That feels like, I'm sorry, do I now have to plan out all these romantic weekends we're going on? And
no, I think that they're telling, though, in that if someone truly says, I have no idea, I've never been able to do it.
Uh-huh.
That's a fair answer.
Right.
That's a fair and thoughtful answer.
That's why I'm sitting here.
I haven't done it yet, so right. I guess
what
that
would
be
do?
a team effort.
Right.
Because I don't have...
I have no experience with that.
It's a fair answer.
Sure. Well, and we'll, you know, what did the other person do? What did the person asking the question do?
Are you in therapy?
Oh.
These are questions designed to find out if you're working on yourself.
Mm.
If you're introspective enough to partner up with someone and be able to say, I'm this or I'm that. Or I think that's a pretty decent one. And
good
sometimes.
Question again, but. First date, somebody asked me if I'm in therapy. I'm like, you know, that's a real personal thing. Like, I'll, you know.
Right, because you think the follow-up question is going to be, what for?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Lots everything. Of things. Yeah, all yeah. the stuff.
I got all the stuff.
What are you kidding me?
You have no idea who you're sitting across from. Got a pee for problems right on my forehead.
This person says, if I'd asked this question in the early days of dating my ex-husband, perhaps things would have worked out differently. It's a question I'd recommend everyone ask on a first date. It can really show you who that person is and tell you whether their priority, if whether they prioritize themselves and their growth. I honestly believe every person should seek out therapy at least once in their lives. Most people aren't forced through the mistakes they've made to have to look at their behavior.
Mm.
So often most of us, and I don't mean us, me, I'm a train wreck and have had too many times, but plenty of people just go through life and things are rolling along.
Yeah.
What?
And that's fine for them.
No, it's great.
You know, it's great, but there's real healing. I never felt more whole than when I was done with therapy and have gone back to just be like, let's talk through some stuff.
I also think that, like, Christina and I have had to go to therapy many times and recently even. And it's one of those things that if you're trying to hold it together, you've probably got to do some work on your marriage. Not everybody's cruising.
Right.
I wish.
Mm. It ain't easy. Not everyone.
Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but I can maybe restart these tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, I like
sometime.
That.
You want to do some text? 800-400-3697?
Sure. Let's see here. 415, second date question. How's your relationship with your mother? Tell me all about that. Lesson learned. Sydney and San Rafael.
Yeah, there can be some landmines there. Oh, I love my mommy. She comes over and folds all my clothes for me every day, and she leaves me frozen meals.
This is one on that list. Have your exes had good relationships with your mom?
Mm-hmm.
This is another one.
And then one more. Geez, I'm a woman. I would never ask those questions until we were at least several dates in. They're all good questions, but my God, can we just have a nice evening?
I agree with that. But again, we're talking about, like Maddie just said, he's been weeded out already and he's just barely on the dating apps.
Yeah.
Just dipping a toe in.
Yeah, toe's been dipped, toe's out of the water now.
Well, that's, I feel like there are people who have had enough with the one date where it went well, and then I'm going to go back in and find out. Like, these are people who are, what did you say, dating with intention. And they're like, I'm not wasting any more time than I have to. Let me ask you a couple questions and see if I can weed your weenie.
And I don't know if that's going to work for the guy who's playing the game. Like, I'll just answer all the questions correctly so I can... so we can get naked and then I can ghost you.
Right. Or I can just be, go back to being myself.
Right.
I was just kidding about all those answers.
Right.
All right. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How old's that guy? Let's start with Danny DeVito. How old's Danny DeVito? Vinny, you're first. Mm-hmm. By the way, 1 point for Maddie, 2 points for Bob so far today.
In the 70s, he seemed old when he was on Taxi.
Mm,
and yeah. Somehow he's still... trucking. I'm going to say he is 70.
70 years old.
75.
75.
Oh. 69.
He is 81 years old. That is a point for Maddie.
Oh my. Woo-woo.
Danny DeVito is 81.
What a champion.
How old? I know. How old is the oldest of the Hansen brothers? His name's Isaac. How old's the oldest Hansen? Maddie.
42.
50.
45. He's exactly 45. That is 2 points for Vinny. We are currently tied 2-2-2.
Oh my gosh.
Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. How old's Martin Scorsese? Goodfellas, Raging Bull, The Departed, Killers of the Flower Moon. Hmm. Martin Scorsese. How old's he? Bob, you're first.
80.
80 years old.
81.
81. Did you say 82?
I said 82.
Well, he's actually 83. That's 1 point. 1 point for Maddie.
Sorry, man.
How old is Rachel McAdams? Best known as Allie in The Notebook, in my humble opinion. But she's Claire in Wedding Crashers, Regina in Mean Girls.
She was just in the movie we all just watched.
Oh, yeah.
The Family Stone.
Yeah. She played the youngest daughter, the bratty daughter. How old's Rachel McAdams, Vinny?
I'm going to say she is 43.
43.
I'm going to say 42.
42.
41.
She is 47 years
old. No, she's not.
Yes, she is. And that is a point for Vinny. 3-3. And Bob has 2.
She's been using expensive lotion since she was a teenager. And
she looks amazing.
The results are incredible.
How old is Lorne Michaels? He's the SNL guy behind SNL. How old is that guy, Maddie?
81.
81 years old.
85.
85.
82.
He is exactly 81 years old. All right. And here's a... I'll do one more. How old's RuPaul, Bob?
60.
60. What do you think, Vinny?
63.
63.
Oh. I'll say 59.
RuPaul is 65. That's a point for Vinny, but it doesn't matter. You didn't tie it up, Vinny, by a score of 5 points for Maddie, 4 points for Vinny, and 2 points for Bobby. Maddie is on the show.
Maddie's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Happy Monday.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Keep it here on Alice. Mason and Jane have more tickets to Winterland. And, of course, this week there is a stay at the River Terrace Inn and tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train attached to that. And Jane has Olivia Dean tickets coming up at 4:40. So keep it here on Alice, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.